Everybody, my name is Rune Aldred, and welcome to the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas Presents the Drinking Corner. I am your proprietor today, and with me is my patrons. We got Roz Grizz, the Boss Foss.
Hello.
And it's your boy Chris, and today we have a very special episode of the podcast. I'm sorry, David going very dark with his like little kyber crystal in front of him, you know? Showing his true Jedi ways over there, distracting me. If you guys are listening to this on any of your podcast listening apps like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, you can find the vidcast version of this podcast on the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas YouTube channel. That is NERDGASMICGOODFELLAS. Nerdgasmic Goodfellas, despite the fact that it is spelled differently on the wallpaper behind the Boss Foss. With that being said, I'm going to jump into the small talk portion of this episode for our first shot. So we will start with the very illuminescent Roz Grizz. How have you been, buddy?
Me? I'm good. I'm very dark at the moment because I just turned off the light to turn on the black light for kicks and giggles. I have been working my butt off at work because, you know, that's what you do.
That's what you do.
And what else have been I been up to? I've been getting lied to a lot lately.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, by students.
Oh, okay.
Spoilers, guys. I work and I deal with students from time to time. Yes. It's not a great secret because you guys continue to allude to it throughout the videos that we've done. But yes. And it's finals time right now, and I continue to get lied to by, yes, Mr. Foss. I do have this. Okay, great. Let me see your study guide. I don't have my study guide. Okay. And then literally, this is a literal conversation I had. So the student had told the teacher, the other teacher, that she doesn't have her study guide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking to the breakout room, so the other room for her to take the test. And I said, so what happened with your study guide? Like, I thought you were able to use it on your test. She goes, yeah, I am. I left it at home. I was like, oh, that's a shame. And then she goes, hypothetically, if I did have it, though, would you allow me to use it on the test? And I said, well, is it in your notebook? She goes, maybe. I was like, then no, you need to go turn that in. She was very pissed off with me.
Well, no. Anything else to contribute to how you've been, man?
I'm tired.
I feel that. The holiday season is upon us, and I don't know what it is about the month of December, but literally everything drains as it gets
dealing
closer.
With family drama.
Oof.
It's been really sucking lately, which is why this shirt is very appropriate. For those of you who are only listening, I do encourage you to watch as well. But for those of you listening, I am wearing a shirt from The Mandalorian that shows the Razor Crest on fire, and it just says nice and easy.
If you're also watching, you can see me seductively eat gummy cars.
Oh, what have I gotten myself into? Oof.
It's your boy. How have you been in this last week?
I've been good. Just taking it day by day, doing the best I can. Stressing out sometimes, but got to remember that as long as I make it to tomorrow, I'll be all right. As long as I wake up, I'm doing something right. And it's a pleasure to sit here with you guys and do this to my best friends. So helps me keep, you know, remember that, you know, not everything is tough. So Just trying to do it day by day. That's all I can do.
I feel that, man.
I don't mean to laugh, but I watched that Skittle gummy just roll up your
I wasn't
it's not
really
a gummy.
paying attention to him. I just kind of saw you
gummy.
just start laughing and pointing. So
It's a,
I was
it's a freeze-dried Skittles.
I
Those
just
are good.
slapped myself on the side of the face with a gummy car.
Dude, I have no idea where it went. It'll show up at the most inopportune time. I'll probably step on it.
Be like, oh, ooh, piece of candy.
Well, patrons, what is thou drinking this evening?
Depression. I also have a can of Coke and some water.
I am drinking on some good old Bud Light Platinum with some whiskey and Coke. So, yeah.
Fun fact,
Well,
guys, it's a work night for me.
I know, and that's why we're going to jump into the thick of it right now so
I
we
found
can
it.
be done as fast as we can. I would have hot cocoa and schnapps, but I left it in the other room and don't feel like getting up to go grab it. So, David muted himself.
Ooh, piece of candy.
So, my patrons, today is a very special episode as this
Is it?
episode will be coming out on Christmas Eve.
Is it?
It will.
Oh. Okay.
So, with that being said, I would like to, as soon as I figure out the new layout of, here we go. Yep. One second. We're working there. We're getting it. I would like to introduce you guys to my topic today. We are going to be doing a very special episode as we do the Drinking Corner Christmas Jeopardy Part 2. It's going to be very fun. It's only three categories. We want to make it nice, short, sweet, and simple. But there is a twist.
Okay.
I did all this in a haste because the original board I created was just gone. Can't find it. The password I created for it just will not pull up the right one.
Okay, if you just went to the history tab, that's how I got back to my Jeopardy. I didn't
Well, you
even
know
need my
what?
password.
It's too late now. Too much work. We're going to jump right into this. We got three categories. We got the actual Christmas part, and then I threw in a Drinking Corner segment and a group channel segment. Now, being the fact that we have two episodes left in this season, the winner of this episode will be our final winner. And from that, we'll judge who wins this season. Because the last episode of this season is going to be us just coming together and talking and having a raw thought. So, I could do this in two ways. You guys could either pick a number, or we could go with the person who currently has the most wins going first. How would you guys like to do this?
Pick a number.
All
pick a
right.
number. I am choosing a number between 1 and 10.
3.
7.
Oh no, it'd be 4. Sorry, 4.
So, being the fact that I knew you guys were gonna choose my favorite number, Chris had it on the dot with 7. I picked a different random number. So, Chris, please pick a category.
All right. Let's start very nice and simple and easy. Let's go 100 for Christmas movies.
All right. Let me just clear some of this off so that way there's no hints up here because I realized I had two hints right up at the tab menu. Christmas
Okay.
movies for 100.
We have to wait until you finish reading it, right?
Yep. What is the name of Tim Allen's character in the movie The Santa Claus?
Beep.
Rosgriz. What is your answer?
Scott Calvin.
Good,
or
good
what
job.
Is Scott Calvin? What is Scott Calvin? I almost screwed up. What is or who is Scott Calvin?
Good job. I knew his first name. I could not for the love of life think of his last name.
All right. That is, let me just move some of that. How do I move the bar? I don't know how to move.
Hit the space bar.
Hit the space bar? Yeah, but to give, I don't know whose points these are right here.
Oh, click on the team name.
Team name?
Yeah, click on the team name. You can change the team name.
You know what? I'm just gonna make these ones right here, David, and this one over here, Chris. How's that? Because I don't know how to move. There we go. Oh my gosh. Thank you, David. Continue is escape. Is that okay? No. There we go. Bam! All right. David, since you got that correct, please pick a category.
Christmas movies for 200.
In the movie Elf, how did Buddy get to the North Pole? David?
What is Santa's sack?
He crawled into Santa's sack. That is more points for Roz Grizz the Boss Foss. Rozzy, the Grizzy the Bossy Fossy, please pick another category.
Well, let's go Christmas movies for 300.
What is the name of the movie which Santa Claus saves a family from a hostage situation?
King?
It's your boy Chris.
What is Violent Night?
Ding, ding,
That
ding! It's your boy
was
Chris has
such
put himself on the board.
a good movie as well. I loved that movie.
Yeah, well, you're gonna
There's
love
a
the sequel.
Oh, they're coming with a sequel? Cool.
I sure hope so, because
It
that was a very good movie.
was. It was just. It was a good time.
It's your boy, Chris. If you could please pick another category.
400 for Christmas movies, please.
Damn, you guys are just going down the line. Okay. What is the name of Netflix's Christmas movie starring Kurt Russell?
God, my grandma loves that movie too.
Do, do. All right, I will take any answer right now, whoever
I
answers. Mr. Rosgris, who's been looking down suspiciously like he's looking at a phone.
No, my phone is over here on the right.
All right, I give you that.
No, I'm looking down just like hoping for inspiration. I'm going to say, what is God, is it Netflix one?
Yep. You know it's Christmas, baby.
It sucks because I've watched it with my grandma, like bits and pieces of
What
it,
is
and I
Santa
just.
Baby? There you go. I'll just give you a random answer. I got no idea.
It's your boy Chris. This is your moment to try to steal it. Three,
What
two,
is
one.
Christmas Claus?
I am so sorry, Chris. You were very close. It is the Christmas Chronicles.
Ah!
That's Netflix?
That is Netflix.
Yeah, they came out with like three movies with it too.
All right. I am picking a number between 10 and 20.
13.
Fifteen.
Motherfuckers, my number was 14.
Okay, well, I got closest without going over, so.
That's fair. Mr. Bossy Fossy, the Rosy Grizzy, please pick a category.
Christmas movies for 500, please.
All right. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Ding.
Roz Grizz got it first.
What is yes?
Ooh. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, you got it.
Is it?
It's classified. It's more Christmassy than Rudolph, apparently.
Really? Huh.
Even
Apparently.
though Bruce Willis himself has stated that it is not a Christmas movie. It is a Christmas movie.
You know, fun fact, I've never seen the first one all the way through. I've only sat and watched the second one all the way through.
All right, Mr. Boss Foss, please pick another category.
Drinking Corner for 100.
What member in season 3 has won 0 episodes from the main cast?
Me?
Roz Griss.
What season
Please
are
give
we
me.
on?
This is season 3.
Oh, okay.
Who is Chris?
Correct.
No, wrong, wrong. It's your boy, man. God, get
Who
with
is
the
it's your boy?
program.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, get with the program. Who's this Chris guy you speak of?
You guys keep calling me David. 200 for Drinking Corner, please.
What was the highest
Oh shit.
viewed episode on YouTube of season 3?
Ding.
This is the second like level of question.
Yep.
Oh God.
It
Anyway, it's your boy
escalates.
Dinged.
It's your boy. What is the highest viewed episode on YouTube for the vidcast version of the season 3?
I feel like I'm gonna look like a scrub, but what is Cards Against Humanity?
Cards Against Humanity is correct.
Ba-ba-ba-meow.
Chris, please select.
Let's do the drinking corner for 300.
What was one of the perks Mr. Retro from his season? Sorry, I feel like I'm. Okay, there we go. Let me move you guys out of the way so I can read the full question. What was one of the perks Mr. Retro won from his winning season, and whom did he use one of those perks on? So, I feel like I heard something from both of you, but it highlighted Chris first. So,
I did not say anything because I heard it's your boy talk first, so
Chris, please.
it was John used. What is John using as veto on my win, motherfucker? The only win that I've ever gotten in this whole podcast.
Yeah. Good
So,
job.
before you guys continue on, I want to give you a heed of caution, a little plot twist, some M. Night Shyamalan activity in here. There is one of these remaining that's left that is going to be a randomized thing.
Okay.
It could be good, it could be bad. So please do proceed with caution when picking your category from this moment forward. It's your boy. Please pick your next category.
Let's go Nerdgasm Goodfellas 100.
Who created the name Nerdgasmic
Did.
Chris, you're the first one to audibly say.
I did.
I didn't really
Is my audio really not working?
No, he
I
said it
saw
first. I just kind
I
of
went
moved.
e.
It did not do a sound whatsoever. I just saw you throwing hand
Well,
gestures.
I didn't ding. I was just kind of like, what, didn't we already touch on
Boss,
this one?
boss, what is the answer?
who is Boss Foss? Me? Who is me?
Ron's Grizzy and the Bossy Fossy is correct.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why the audio didn't pick up. My apologies. I'm
Boss
like,
Foss.
why is it not working? Drinking corner for 400.
What is the name of the talking segment of the podcast? Rosgers?
What is Raw Thoughts?
Correct.
I was gonna say thoughts raw, but whatever, man.
I would have
Just
gave it
rigged.
to
Drinking Corner for 500, please.
How many episodes are in season 3 of the Drinking Corner? Currently. Boss Foss?
13.
So, currently, I guess you know what? Technically, you would be right because as of recording this, this is episode 14. I didn't think anybody would have actually gotten close to the right answer. So that's for, I guess, hitting my suspicion. There you go. David,
Did you
next.
award me my points?
I did.
Oh, I didn't see your mouse go down there.
I did.
Okay. Nerdgasm and Goodfellas are 200, please.
What was the first Let's Play on the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas YouTube channel?
Dang.
Chris.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. What is Resident Evil?
Ooh, I'm sorry, Resident Evil has not yet been played on this channel. Boss Foss,
What
what
is
is your
Dead
answer?
Space?
Wrong.
Oh.
Dead Space was not the first series to be played on this YouTube channel. I am going to give you each one more attempt. You could just blurt it out if you think you know the answer. I'm giving you 10,
Gears
9,
of War? Well, I mean, what
8,
is Gears of War?
7,
What is
6,
Battlefield?
5, 4,
What is
3.
State of Decay 2?
Ding, ding, ding. Rosgris got it by a hair. The first game to be uploaded onto the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas channel was State of Decay 2.
Nerdgasm and Goodfellas for 300, please.
I was literally just going to start off with it. Outside of Rune Eldred, who has the most screen time on Nerdgasmic Goodfellas since its revival?
Dang.
Chris.
What is or who is Boss Foss?
Wrong.
Oh.
Ding.
Boss Foss.
Who is It's Your Boy?
Wrong. Nobody gets points because we're running out of members. Surprisingly, it's the guy who is never here for things.
Hang on, is this camera actually on though?
Is it's your boys?
No, Mr. Retro.
Is his camera on?
Yeah, screen time. Like actually, like physically being seen. I got you in a technicality, didn't I?
I just deleted points from Mr. Retro or from Rosgris for calling me out.
Technically, I would say that it's your boy, because I typically have my camera on, so I think if
Okay,
we're
if we're
actually going like
going with
technically with like camera.
technicality, with seeing somebody's face, you would be the winner for most screen time because you have been in more episodes of the podcast than anybody else. And
Yes.
you always show your face. In
Yes.
terms of recording time of being there, whether it's visually or audibly, Mr. Retro does hold the place for that.
Okay.
All right. David,
Yes.
please select your next one.
Nerdgasmic Goodfellas for 400.
Free space. Your win today is you lose 400 points.
Oh my. Oh
Okay.
my stars.
Right, David, final one.
I think I'm gonna have to go with Nerdgasm and Goodfellas for 500, please.
Who is the missing original third member?
Ding.
David?
Who is Otto?
Correct. Well, fuck. This did not pan out the way that the proprietor was expecting. With David having a whopping 1900 points, Chris, you scored 500. I'm still questioning how you didn't ding on the question you knew was going to be in here.
What question was that?
That was the first question for Drinking Quarter where the answer was Chris, who has won no episodes.
I thought I did the ding, but I think he did it before me.
But yeah, that was just our nice little Christmas Jeopardy. I know it was just one column of Christmas stuff, but I wanted to throw in some extra Nerdgasm, Goodfellas, and Drinking Corner little tidbits like David did in the episode prior, which you could find at the index card, and or just viewing through our previous episodes. David did it a little bit more graciously than I did because his was definitely more planned out and prepared. I literally threw together, it was a five column board that I did during the door dashing I was doing today. Had it all set up, was continuously going back and forth into it, and then I just don't know. It pulled up a bunch of other like ones, but none of them were mine. And I was just like, fuck it, I'll just do a different one.
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that. That was really
Oh,
cool.
glad.
Good job,
Oh,
Tim.
yes.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good
You
job.
know what, Chris, you get a kiss ass point just because I love you. Aw. But with that being said, we're done with the main segment of this. Rosgrizz the Boss Foss, you have won this podcast episode. Before your victory speech and everything, I would like to just state a couple of really interesting things. So, to prepare for this, I went through, like I did season one, and tallied up who had the most, like, episodic victories, which is why I thought it was funny that, like, Chris had zero. And then I did remember that Chris did win one episode, and I remember him being so happy and doing his victory speech. And at the end of that episode, John was just like, I'm gonna use my power of veto. And we're gonna veto Chris's win, and David is the new host. And then I also
Indeed.
remember that Chris or that John used his power of skip to skip his victory and give it to you. Or no, he used the power. He skipped
He
Chris's
veto no, it
topic.
was he vetoed a topic like at the beginning of the year
Yeah.
and put in his own topic, and then just more recently, as long as you guys have been keeping up with the Drinking Corner lore, he used the power to change the winner.
Yes, from himself to you.
Yes.
A little bit of foreshadowing that John was not going to be here for today's episode. That
Shocker.
little
Or the last episode at least.
bitch. Am I right, guys? Like, am I right? Come on, everybody, right now, let's trash talk Mr. Retro. He is not here to defend himself. How
I
dare
like
he?
spaghetti.
I love SpaghettiOs.
Don't like SpaghettiOs.
So, in terms of who has won the most episodes, because we've had some raw thoughts in here during a lot of our hiatus months, because there was just a lot of transitioning and moving on with season three, kind of as it was with season two. We've just been in a very transitional state period where we haven't been able to kind of get together and meet. We haven't had the time. Retro only won two episodes out of this season, so that definitely definitively makes him the like one of the losers. Chris, you had zero, so enough said. I have won three, and David has won three, with this making his fourth victory, meaning regardless, Rosgrizz the Boss Foss is the winner of season three of the Drinking Corner podcast, which means you are going to have a very delightful surprise for season four, episode one, at the start of next year. With that being said, everybody, anybody got some fun Christmas plans to kind of bring it back into the Christmassy topic before we conclude this? The
I'm just
final
gonna be
chops?
hanging out with some family and friends. Talking with you guys is very amazing. I love doing this with you guys. This podcast and stuff like that, with you guys has been something that I've cherished, and I wanted to stand here and apologize to not only you guys but the fans and stuff like that. That I apologize that I have not been as available and reliable for this, but nonetheless, I still love doing this with you guys, and I have nothing but the funnest time doing this. Love sitting here talking with you guys, talking about what's going on in our lives. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And I hope that everyone has a very, very Merry Christmas, and I hope they enjoyed this season. And next season, I'm gonna show up more. I'm gonna show up more and make more time for my friends, and I love you guys. I love you guys.
Oh,
We
we
love
love
you too.
you, Chris.
And this was
But
a fun episode.
if you really love us and you love the fans out there, you will turn on that camera.
I will let you know
Oh,
right now, Chris,
I want to see your
that the
face.
next competition that we have, as long as you are in it, you are starting with 5 points.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
well,
Oh,
I
you know
that's
what?
why I
No,
that's why I
you
grabbed
would have
the
won either way, David. You would have won either way. You know why? Because you
Why?
started this episode with one extra point.
Did I?
Remember? Because at the end of your episode, we're doing the victory speech, and I forgot what was said, but I was like, oh, you know what, David? Next episode, I'm gonna give you an extra point, which
Oh, I
means you
didn't
would have
remember.
had 3 points because
I
you
didn't.
won the game. I gave you one because when I asked what y'all were drinking, you're like, depression immediately. And it made me laugh. So I gave you a laugh point. So it would have been 3-1. Shucks.
Shucks. Well,
But
yes. I give a lot of points 'cause you guys the last one was like 53 to 50 or something like that.
yeah, it was a lot.
So, what were you gonna say? I'm so sorry.
We are doing the final or last call shots. We're talking about Christmas plans.
I am going to be seeing my parents for first time in a couple years. I'm going to be actually having Christmas with them. They're coming down to California, so I will be going up to go see them. And so the whole family's going to get together, and then I'll be spending Christmas Day with my in-laws. But the time frame that we're going to be up there, is literally we're going up on Monday, so the 23rd. We'll be there 24th, 25th, and then we're leaving the 26th. We're literally only up just for Christmas, and then we're coming straight back home because we are already exhausted from all the family drama.
Really sorry to hear that. But
That's
really
okay.
happy you're gonna be seeing your parents for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
Like that honestly shocked me a little bit because I did not think you were gonna see them. Holy flapjacks, my eyes are so fucking blue right now.
They're beautiful.
I know. Just like you.
Oh.
For me, I am not going to be spending Christmas with my immediate family. I will probably be popping in to see Chris since we are cousins and he is immediate family. I do have plans. I think me and you still have plans. I fucking love that. To see each other while you're on Christmas break. Yeah. We will ask, aw, happy octopus. If it wants to be in camera. I want to get one of those. I see them on the TikTok shop all the time. It's the reversible one, right? That flips inside out.
Well, that thing is absolutely adorable.
It is.
But yeah, I won't be spending Christmas with my family this year, which is like the first time in since like I got out of foster care that I won't be spending Christmas with my blood family, which
Well,
is kind
you
of
will
weird.
spend time with some family, all right? Maybe
Yeah.
with me.
I shall. It'll be great. Thank you guys so much for anybody who listened to this podcast on any of your podcast streaming devices. And if you guys caught the vidcast version on the Nerdgasm and Goodfellas YouTube channel, we appreciate all the love and support. Go ahead and leave comments wherever you're able to leave comments. We do skim through those to check and see. I see you out there, Glenn. I know you're doing this. We love you, buddy. Thank you.
Bam.
Probably just spiked the audio on that too. But yeah, Rosgris, I will let you lead us out of this with a winner speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the year comes to a near end and we are fast approaching Christmas, I would like to thank everybody out there for the support that you do give us. I don't personally actually see any of it. I don't hear any of it because I don't have access to the social medias as much. I do have access. I don't go on to it because of how busy I am. But I do appreciate each and every one of you for the support that you do give, for even just having us on in the background.
4.5 on Spotify, baby.
Just having us being a part of your lives, even if it's just you just need background noise while you're cooking or something, whatever it is. I just want to say that I appreciate you. And I appreciate every member who actually decides to join us on these podcasts. I'm not pointing fingers at any one particular member. There's a number of members who have not made an appearance on this podcast in a while. One of them is not able to because he currently lives like 2 hours ahead of us, and so by the time we do this podcast, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning for him.
That is very true. I will say in season four, we will have another regular member that will be joining us regularly.
We will discuss this at a later time. Lastly, my train of thought was slightly derailed.
Sorry. It wouldn't
Lastly,
be this podcast if we weren't slightly off the rails, though.
every time I had it again. Okay. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the members who actually decide to participate. Thank you for our wonderful,
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
gracious host for putting on today's podcast, even if it was hastily thrown together again after the original plan got thrown out the window. It was still very much enjoyable. And lastly, I want to give a big shout out to It's Your Boy, who continues to put in the effort. I'm aware he has not won yet. No, technically he did win. I promise I'm gonna be rooting for you. It's your boy.
Season four will
Man,
be the
you got
year
me
where
all emotional and hot and bothered and stuff like that.
season four will be the year of Chris.
So,
We're getting all touchy-feely and stuff right now, man. We're getting all emotional. I love you guys.
with that being said, that is my last call.
Give me one second, you two talk amongst yourself. I did make a promise for this podcast episode. So give me one second while I fulfill that promise. Thank you, Mary, for the wonderful Christmas gift for the Deadpool cup.
Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I want to buy John a Wolverine one.
I'd
Thank
like
you,
to
guys.
thank I would like to thank myself for purchasing my wonderful Ghost of Tsushima mask, which is way over there, and I'm not gonna go chase it down right now because there's a bunch of boxes in front of the bookcase.
If you chase it down right now and you pull it out, I will give you 5 points for the next one I host. And I will put it into my phone right now.
I've never played that game either. It looked so fun as well.
Me and David just played the multiplayer for the first time like the other day, and we're going to be posting it to the group channel.
Oh, I didn't know they had a multiplayer.
Yep, it's up to four player multiplayer.
Oh, cool. Can't see it all that well.
I'm sorry, I don't have like a better flashlight.
It still looks cool. Oh, it goes over the mouth like that. Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Gonna make me do it. I would like to give one final thank you to Max Mayhem for the wonderful gift of this Zelda Breath of the Wild wood engraving that he gave me. I very much appreciate it. So, thank you.
Didn't I give that to you?
No, this was Max's farewell gift to me as he moved out of the house. He was like, "Hey, I don't have room for this. Here you go." Yeah.
I swore I gave you one too.
No, I didn't think you did. Because don't you have it hanging up in your living room or something on one of your shelves?
I do have one final thank you.
Okay.
I want to thank Chris. It's your boy. One final time for being such a great friend and being
Oh.
there when we needed him to be here, so that way we had a third person.
Oh, you're welcome.
I am now done.
Okay.
I would like to give one more thank you to Mr. Retro, who is always continuously never letting us down by always showing up and being here for every episode that he has been able to make it for. We love and appreciate you, John. The R&R podcast is doing great. So like all the support and just everything you've done, it's been great.
I would like to give one more thank you out to Raid Shadow Legends for spot. No, I'm joking. I'm just fooling around.
All right, everybody, thank
Tomfoolery.
you guys so much for watching. We will see you in the final episode of season three. David, when season four rolls around, you will know your victory prizes as well as get your 5 bonus points. We are done. Podcast is concluded. Go home. You don't have to stay here. Well, I mean, we would love it if you stayed here on this podcast and listen to previous episodes if you missed them, or go over to the R&R podcast, in which you could see one episode hosted by me and Retro, the original two members, and the rest of it be done by me and Roz. Because
Whoa.
it's still an R&R. Look at me do the freak out from GTA. Oh my God!